You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A Peruvian woman detained by ICE for nearly 7 weeks over a visa issue was freed after her Wisconsin husband paid a $3,000 bond. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
You may have seen this story on social media originally when it was reported that the husband was a supporter of the president. Camila Munoz is back in the area but faces a court date later this month.
And more international students across Wisconsin have had their visas revoked. Savannah Tomei-Olson tells us more.
According to the State Journal, another 13 students at UW-Madison have had their visas revoked. That's on top of the 13 that were announced on Monday and the 14 visas canceled at other UW system schools. That means at least 40 students and alumni statewide have had their visas revoked. Obviously, this is a fluid situation and the numbers are changing. According to the New York Times, this has now happened to about 300 students across the nation. Until now, if a visa was canceled, that only meant people couldn't leave the U.S. and regain entry. They would have to apply for a new visa for that. But they were usually allowed to keep their status as legal residents, according to the Associated Press. But the outlet reports some students are also losing their status as legal residents. And when that happens, they could risk being arrested by ICE if they don't leave immediately.
And Scott Walker says Trump's tariffs won't last long. Joanne Krulatz has the details.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says he has few concerns with President Donald Trump's tariffs. Walker says Trump negotiates by taking the strongest, hardest position one way, and he's convinced the tariffs announced by the White House last week won't be a permanent policy. Walker spoke Monday night at Granger Hall on the UW-Madison campus. The event was hosted by Young America's Foundation, of which Walker serves as president. Afterwards, he told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that he has no plans to run for governor next year, but doesn't rule out a run after that.
Aviation biofuels could be made in the state. Joanne Krulatz tells us more.
Proposed legislation could kickstart production of aviation biofuels in Wisconsin. Three Republican lawmakers want to give producers a tax credit of $1.50 per gallon to make aviation biofuels in Wisconsin. Jason Munyaini of Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says other states are offering tax credits to biofuels users, and the bill could break new ground for Wisconsin biofuels producers, which don't currently produce fuels for aviation. The bill from State Senators Pat Testin and Romaine Quinn and Representative David Steffen would require aviation biofuels to be produced from American-sourced ag and forestry byproducts.
With warmer weather ahead this weekend, people like to rush out for that first paddle or fishing trip of the year. But beware, rivers are rushing and they're cold. First off, boats handle very differently in strong currents. With less control and debris, like big branches and even whole trees down, stay alert. And if you fall in, keep your feet up. Because if you get caught on something beneath the water, the current will push you under immediately. And the water is frigid. With recent snow melts, if you're submerged, you'll likely go into shock. It'll be hard to breathe and move. You'll need a flotation device, so always have it on. Emergencies happen fast, and you won't have the time to grab it. And even with it, hypothermia sets in quickly and could kill you in less than an hour. Be sure to dress in layers, too. Not only are the temperatures crisp in the morning and warmer in the afternoon, but bulky clothes will weigh you down if you fall in. So always tell someone where you'll be going and when you plan to return. And never anchor below a dam this time of year. Sometimes it takes weeks, even months. And in this case, it took only a day. Stuart J. Waddles has a story about police footage and heroism in southeastern Wisconsin.
Body cam footage has already been released of a hero in action Tuesday in Racine. The footage shows Officer Max Golden breaking into a Racine home covered in flames Tuesday. He saved a man trapped inside and later went back in to get two dogs. The fire did claim the life of two other pets and hospitalized four people, including Officer Golden and two children. They were suffering from smoke inhalation. Fire officials say there were no working smoke alarms in the home. The cause still isn't known.
And investments in infrastructure are one thing, but investments in people and veterans is another. Lisa Hale tells us about one corporation making the investment.
Verizon has spent over $21 million to shore up cellular and broadband service at the Lambeau Field area in anticipation of the 250,000-plus people that will be coming to the area for the NFL Draft 2025. But that's not the only investment Verizon is making. Andy Brady, Verizon's market president, says it will pay off $3 million in veterans' medical debt over the next 3 years.
I'm a huge proponent of helping those who helped create the life that we live. And certainly, you know, we think about we get the opportunity to watch a football game. We get the opportunity to live our lives because of people who, frankly, sometimes gave their lives.
Verizon made that announcement as part of the Packers tailgate tour, which is going on this week.
And three major utility companies in Wisconsin are asking to raise their electric rates next year. The utility companies told state regulators that they need to increase rates to upgrade their aging energy infrastructure and to build new energy production facilities. It's Food Waste Prevention Week. Lisa Hale has some details.
According to a Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources study released in 2021, food waste is the largest contributor to trash in Wisconsin. That study also found that the state's landfills contain nearly 300 pounds of food waste per resident in 2020. In addition to being financially wasteful, the amount of food waste breaking down in our landfills also produces a great deal of the potent greenhouse gas, methane.
And it's also Severe Weather Awareness Week as well, as the season for tornadoes runs from April through August. A tornado is a violently rotating column of air extending from the bottom of a thunderstorm down to the ground. They can completely destroy well-made buildings, uproot trees, and hurl things through the air, turning them into deadly missiles. A tornado can touch down during the day and at night. But they do need three specific things to form: the fuel, which is the heat and humidity, a spark, which lifts the warm air up, usually from a cold front, and the last thing needed is a spin in the sky. For example, if you put a pen between your hands and roll it, one hand moved faster than the other to make that happen. This is what the winds need to be doing at different levels or directions. And all of those must happen for the perfect tornadic environment. And when they align, it happens fast. Twisters can also lift up and drop down again, creating gaps in their path and sparing one house over the other. There are also sometimes multiple vortices inside one tornado, causing scatter destruction as well. And remember that a watch means all the ingredients are there, and a warning means that a tornado is actually on the ground, or that it's showing strong rotation on radar. This is when you'll need to take shelter. Get to the lowest level, interior room. Put as many walls between you and the outside as possible. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers head to Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers in Phoenix to open a three-game weekend series against the Diamondbacks tonight. Their crew losing to the Rockies yesterday, 7-2. Colorado coming up with a five-run rally in the eighth. But right-hander Quinn Priester, picked up in that trade with the Boston Red Sox this week, had a good outing in his debut with the Brewers, allowing just one run in five innings.
I thought I settled in later in the game nicely. You know, with all the hecticness this week, getting through those first three, even though it was a little sloppy. That was a good job of just limiting the damage.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Pelicans 136-111. Now they have two regular season games left. Tonight in Detroit, then Sunday they host the Pistons before heading into the postseason. Then what? Doc Rivers.
Going into playoffs healthy. We have an entire week after these two games to get ready for whoever our opponent is, or at least 5 days, let's say. That'll get us rest. That'll get us ready.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. So what do you do after you show the world how you do foreplay and it goes viral? Then you're accused of bilking investors from a bad Bitcoin deal? For Haley Welch, also known as the Hawktua Girl, you do a cameo on Glenn Powell's new show on Hulu called Chad Powers. The jury is still out on whether or not she can act, but she did cooperate with authorities who investigated her Bitcoin dealio. She was cleared of any wrongdoing. There is also a documentary on the way about her quick rise to fame called Doctua. Get ready for round two of Haley's 15 Minutes. The Hunger Games prequel has some cast news. The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping is in pre-production and set 24 years before the original Hunger Games. TheWrap.com reports that Elle Fanning has been offered the role of young Effie Trinket, the character played by Elizabeth Banks in the first four films. She has not officially accepted the role yet. The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping will hit theaters November 20th of 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks. I just finished the show Adolescence. I thought it was absolutely outstanding. The show follows a 13-year-old boy who was accused of murdering a female classmate and how the incident affects his family and community. Stephen Graham is one of the show's creators and plays the boy's father. Without saying too much, the 4-episode miniseries is excellent start to finish, and I highly recommend it. Speaking of Adolescence, which is one of Netflix's most popular shows, there is already talk of a season 2. In addition to Graham's writing and producing the show, executive producer Brad Pitt's production company Plan B says they are interested in another season. Plan B producer Dee Dee Gardner says they are looking to widen the aperture, stay true to its DNA, and not be repetitive. I'm going to go get my Hollywood to English dictionary and look that up, but I think that sounds positive. Sure, Harvey Weinstein was the face of the Me Too movement and a total creep, but don't forget about Bugsy screenwriter James Toback, who apparently was equally as horrible. Toback, who was one of the first names mentioned in the Me Too movement, was just ordered to pay $1.7 billion to 40 victims who testified at his 7-day trial in New York. Maybe he and Harvey can be cellmates. When she's not running into a fellow skier on the slopes and being taken to court or creating products called Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow is the host of her own podcast, also called Goop. The Shakespeare in Love star was joined on the podcast by her husband since 2018, TV producer Brad Fulcher. Paltrow made a point of saying he will join her on her podcast to talk about step parenting. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some really nice weather coming our way as we head into the weekend today. Sunshine with a high in the low to mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy into the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, upper 50s to low 60s. On Sunday, a few showers with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.